When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I have had enough!
Enough is enough!
Enough!
What have you had enough of? 651-461-9226. That number again, if you want to text, have at it. If you want to call in, have at it. 651-461-9226. Somebody already weighing in saying, we've had enough of this chilly weather. I don't think that the weather's been that bad. It has been a little bit chilly, but they say enough with the chilly weather.
I get it. You know, we're into May now. You kind of want to see 70s on a more regular basis. I got no problem with that one. That's a decent enough.
All right, I'm going to give you my enough.
All right, go for it.
My enough for today occurs when I'm at the pump. I am a loyal Costco member. That's where I gas up. And so when I'm waiting in line at Costco, the thing that, and I know some people out there are just going to laugh at this. They're going to be like, why does that bug you? I don't like the long holes situation. If I'm at the pump and I'm at the pump that's on the right side of my vehicle, the tank should be on the right side. I don't like all of this crossing over the vehicle. That bothers me.
Too much hose?
The long hose thing, and they'll have a sign up at Costco. It says long hose. Because for multiple reasons, because some people just aren't great with the method overall. They're not great about, because they take all day getting it around their vehicle. I hate that. Don't take all day. We don't have all day, number one. And then number two, and this is the part that gets me, is that we know in a shared space like that, those people that are doing the long hose wrap around the vehicle, what do they end up doing? They're standing in the way when other people are trying to get out. They're like in the flow of the traffic. They're literally like in the middle. And they're blocking, they're taking up space when people are trying to pull out from a different pump. So if to me your gas pump is on the right, so like mine is on the right side of my vehicle, I'm going to always go to the lane, one of the lanes, because there's always several lanes, mm-hmm. where it's on the right side. I'm not going to go when it's on the left, and then I'm going to be trying to drag it from one. No, I'm not doing all of that, man. It's too much work.
Or even, like, the people that will back into a spot, you know, because it's on the different side than what they're used to. Or, I mean, it should be that the gas tank is on the driver's side of the vehicle.
Yes!
That should just always be that way.
No. On the driver's side.
Yeah.
Well, mine's on the right side. I don't care what side of your vehicle that it's actually on. I'm saying that when you are going to pick a lane, pick the lane that is
right.
Which side of your pump
so
is.
So you shouldn't have to drape the hose over. You shouldn't have to back into the thing.
I'm over that. Because these people stand in the way of everything, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh. So what's yours?
Mine, I've had enough, and I've complained about this before, but I'm complaining about it again, and people can just deal with it because I've had enough. I've had enough of the 394 construction in and around downtown Minneapolis. Because not only do they complicate my drive home, which was the initial issue, I've got to get onto 394 a different way. It's not a convenient way. There's too many slow people there. It's nonsense. But now they got me shifted all around coming in to downtown. I used to get off of 394 coming into downtown at the 12th Street exit, but now that's shut down. So now I got to come all the way to the 6th Street exit and then loop back around. I'm driving forward to go backwards. It's driving me crazy. If you want to screw with one of my two commutes, okay, I'll live with it.
I get both.
Construction has to happen. But when you mess with both of my commutes, now I'm just mad. I've just had enough of it. It's wasted time. I'm one of those people that, like, efficiency is like everything in my life. And when I feel like my time's being wasted for no clear purpose, it just drives me crazy. I've had enough, Henry. I've just had enough.
All right. This one from the 507, and I'm in total agreement. I've had enough of listening to other people's open phone audio in restaurants and waiting rooms. Enough. No, this should not be allowed.
Right. No, I'm with you 1,000%. We have Chris Liz on the show all the time.
Yep.
He tweeted out the other week, and we talked about this actually the day that he sent it out, that he's at a coffee shop and somebody's in a Zoom meeting on the speakerphone.
No.
On the speakerphone.
No, that didn't happen.
And somebody else, not Chris, but somebody else at the coffee shop came over and said, hey, I'm sorry, could you just, you know, headphones or earbuds or something?
Yep.
So that we don't have to listen. And the person that was on the meeting got like super angry and was offended to think that he was being accused of interrupting anybody else's day. How dare this person?
Wait, the person that was in the Zoom or the person actually in the coffee shop that was on the Zoom?
The person that was in the No. The person that was at the coffee shop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I thought you meant like somebody that was on the screen.
No, the person at the coffee shop that was on the Zoom meeting himself, whoever he was Zooming with, I don't think was party to this, but that person was all upset because somebody dared to ask him to use headphones as though the entire coffee shop needed to hear both ends of this thing.
Yeah, that's just fundamental. That's unacceptable.
Totally. It's absurd.
You can do Zoom meetings. You can do whatever you want. Yeah. I don't care if you're.
It's a coffee shop. People are going to work there.
I don't care if you're going doing a live shot, because now you can do live shots and stuff and stream to whatever on TV. You got to have earbuds.
Headphones, man.
You got to have headphones, man.
Have headphones.
You have to.
You should.
It's unacceptable. I gave a guy.
What should the penalty be? $100 fine? What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, banned from the coffee shop?
Ooh, that's big.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I gave a guy, and I didn't feel bad about it either. I gave a guy a death stare last week. I'm getting on the treadmill, and I'm about 5 minutes into my warm-up. Gentleman comes in. He's on the phone and gets on the treadmill near me to my left. And I'm like, who has an open, and it was speakerphone. It's like, who does that? You can't do that. It's not okay. No one wants to be privy to your conversation.
Yeah. First of all, it's the public. I mean, at that point.
It should be common knowledge.
Coffee shop people are working. I'll give a certain amount of grace there. But when you're working out, go someplace and make the phone call and finish and then go work out, or don't make the phone call. Stay off the phone. Don't do that to other people. Even if you're wearing headphones at that point, if you're on the phone while you're on the treadmill, that's just ridiculous.
For the 320, they say, I will never buy a vehicle with the gas fill on the passenger side. Yeah. Why not?
Because it should be on the driver's side. That's where it should be. That's where it belongs. That way you get out of the car, you're right up against the gas pump, you turn around, the thing's right there. You don't have to walk all the way around to the other side of the car. None of that nonsense. No, it should always be on the driver's side.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean,
should just be that way.
My vehicle is on the right side.
You know what's strange with the electric vehicles now? I see those with the ports on both sides of the vehicle. Like, just put it on the driver's side. What are we doing? Because you talk about the length of the hose.
You've had enough of that.
Oh, it's craziness. So I'm at the parking ramp that I park at has EV spots where you can charge. And the kind of contortions that I see people having to do either back into these spots or loop this cord, across half of their vehicle to get it over to the port. Just put it on the driver's side. Just standardize it. Why are we even discussing this? And it's one thing with a gas-powered vehicle, because there's other mechanics and stuff, so I can sort of see how that maybe gets routed around to the wrong side. But on an EV, it's not that complicated. Just put it on the driver's side. Be done with it. I've had enough.
From the 651, I've had enough with the Cars for Kids jingle. I haven't had enough of that. I love that.
There's a new one. Have you heard the new
one? There is a new one. I've heard it. Why? What you got against kids? Texture, what do you got against kids? Why do you hate kids?
Because that spot's on a ton. But here's, I've gotten around that. I have trained myself that when the Cars for Kids ad airs, all I hear, cash register, baby. Paying my salary. I'm good with it. Play that sucker as much as you want. There's money in my pocket. Oh, thank you very much.
And there's somebody else that weighs in from the 952. They say enough of the new jingle for the Cars for Kids ad. So wait, which one is it? You don't like the old one, and now you don't like the new one? Like, what? Why do you hate the kids? We love the kids. We love the kids. Somebody on Texan says they don't like the new ad. So people got tired of the old ad, and they complained about that. Now you don't like the new one?
I want to know if the person that's complaining about the new one was a fan of the old ad, or did they hate that one too? Because if you just hate both of them, I don't know how to help you at that point. So we got to run the ad. Got to run the ad, Henry. Got to pay that money.
Let's go to John in Minneapolis. He's had enough of something. What have you had enough of, John?
People flicking their cigarette butts out of the car window.
Oh, absolutely.
That's just gross.
It doesn't happen as much as it used to, but you still see it, and you should be allowed to, like, tase those people or something.
This is gross. This is gross. I'm with you, John. I'm with you.
Yeah. I wish there was something you could do about it, but there really isn't.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the phone call, buddy. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I don't want anything like major league bad to happen to him, but just, you should roll an ankle or something.
651-461-9226. I'm going to tell you something that I have. And this occurred just yesterday. So I don't want to give it away, but I believe that I know where Jason now is doing the downtown St. Paul thing. And I'm assuming that the downtown Minneapolis location was very close to the station.
Yes.
I'm correct, right?
You are correct.
So I know where this is.
Yep, you do.
So I park and I'm paying for parking on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a gentleman coming out of said establishment to smoke, but it's marijuana. And I almost caught a contact that would have sent me to Artemis 2.
Would have been a much different show, is what you're saying?
Enough. I don't think that you should be allowed to smoke marijuana or smoke in general like that. So you leave the apartment building and you just think that you can just go right outside the door and you can just smoke freely like that? No, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to catch a contact while I'm paying for parking in downtown Minneapolis. Not supposed to work like that. 651-461-9226. More of your enough next on Drive Time.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Enough!
Your Continental Diamond time check is 4:52. See why Continental Diamond is top rated on Google. Experience the difference today. Enough. And by the way, I see why the cars for kids, I see why they continue to have that jingle, is because it's polarizing. Like, so many people love it, and so many people hate it. But probably more people hate it, but everybody talks
everybody
about
knows
it.
Everybody knows what it is.
Everybody knows it. I love that. All right, you said you had another one.
I have
before
another
we get
one.
To the albums on
I have another one. I've also had enough of false athlete bravado, and here's what I mean by that. Baseball fights. And I use fights like in scare quotes because they're not really fights, right? Tigers pitcher drills a batter in the back after he'd given up a couple home runs the other day. And everybody's got to run out to the field and everybody's got to get in everybody else's way. Nobody swung at anybody. There wasn't even any pushing and shoving. We didn't even get to pushy shovey type fighting. But all the bullpen pitchers got to sprint out onto the field because we got to be, you know, tough guys and protect our teammate. And it's just stupid. All it does is delay everybody's day. It doesn't accomplish anything. Nothing happened. What happened to the good old... Remember Pedro Martinez grabbing, was it Dom Zimmer by the head and toss him? What? At least do something if you're ever going to run out there.
So you think that fake tough guys exist?
Oh. Yes.
See, the Joker!
See virtually every athlete ever, you know? Yeah. It's just dumb. It's just stupid. It's a waste of time. It's ridiculous. I've had enough of it.
Oh, man. I'm not going to even read the last texter because they're taking a shot at Jason. How about you do... They're doing talk to text.
Clearly.
Yeah, clearly. from the 763, people that need bags for everything and anything they buy when they don't need it.
Huh.
Are you an extra bags person?
No, I'm a person. I've got, like, for grocery shopping especially, I've got bags in the back of my car.
Oh, so you're one of them.
Reusable stuff.
Yeah, so I just go ahead and pay the nickel.
Yeah, if I need a bag, like I've asked for bags, you know, like there's convenience stores in Skyway here. You know, if I've got more than two or three items that I can't just carry, I'll ask for a bag. So I'm not above doing that, but I don't just willy-nilly ask for one, and I try to do as few as possible.
On the gas pump thing from the 651, foreign cars, BMW, Mercedes, they are on the passenger side. I feel seen.
Should be banned.
I feel seen all of a sudden because of the texter. Oh, man. All right. What else do we have here on the text line? Yeah, there's been more text about the Cars for Kids jingle.
It's polarizing.
Anything.
It gets everybody's attention.
Off in the 952, for public cell phone conversations, my friend throws out a loud, "Hurry up, honey, let's go," loud enough for the listener to hear.
That's not bad. That's not bad. It only really works if you're talking to a significant other.
Yes.
But if you are, that would work.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, I tell you, man, the whole at the pump thing and the people wrapping it around, yeah. That does bug me. It really does.
I don't blame you.
Because the majority of those people, they take too long. Like this person from the 612, they say, I love gassing up when wrapping the hose around the car. There's always open pumps because everyone's waiting in long lines. So just so they aren't inconvenienced, I'm in and out in minutes while the sheep are still waiting. No, you're not in and out.
You're wrapping it around the car.
You're trying to brag about wrapping this long hose around your vehicle. No, I'm not buying it, Texter. You're not that great at it. You're not in and out. You're not like the fast food chain. You're probably the person that's taking all damn day, for all I know. And let me reiterate again, I filled up today, 456. 456. Oof. Sucks. What doesn't suck? Twins baseball. Let's keep this winning streak going. Bailey Ober's on the mound. Who's in for Jason tomorrow?
Scott Korzenowski will be on after the day game tomorrow.
And I'll be back with the Lake Show tomorrow at 6.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit, so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.